Earlier this year, the governor of South Dakota did not consult tribes while planning legislation to deal with pipeline protests. Because of that decision, the Oglala Sioux tribe banned Christy Noem from visiting the Pine Ridge Reservation. Noem says tribes were left out because the proposed Keystone XL pipeline does not cross reservation land. But a lawsuit filed in Montana federal court by the Rosebud Sioux tribe says otherwise. During a news conference held earlier this month, Governor Christy Noem defended her decision.
And since the pipeline does not go through reservation land, we didn't consult with the tribal leadership before the legislation was introduced. There was not going to be an impact on the tribes or their land.
A lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund disagrees. Matt Campbell says the proposed route crosses federally protected land and resources and violates treaties.
So the land is within the 1889 reservation boundary for Rosebud, which was allotted, and within Tripp County there are fee lands, trust lands, and allotted lands.
Campbell says the tar sands pipeline crosses several bodies of water and water pipelines that serve the Miniwichoni Project, which provides water to Rosebud, Pine Ridge, and Lower Brule. He says the federal government has failed to analyze the effects on water supplies. Campbell also notes that the tribe and tribal members own property outside the boundaries of the reservation.
Within Tripp County, Rosebud owns the mineral estate on several parcels of land where the pipeline will be crossing, and those estates are held in trust by the federal government.
Campbell says TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, agreed to abide by tribal law when it received permits to build the pipeline and so must work with Rosebud to ensure that compliance. According to information in an injunction issued by a Montana federal judge late last year, there are still more than 1,000 acres along the pipeline route that have not yet been surveyed. TC Energy has refused to disclose where those acres lie, but Campbell says an on-the-ground survey has never been conducted on Rosebud land. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.